Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have resisted the temptation to talk about the presidential campaign, but it has become so wild and entertaining, I can't help myself. Donald Trump has everyone's attention. He is leading 16 other Republicans in the polls, not as much as before, but still leading. He's not afraid to say anything. He tells us he's rich, and he is, and he can fix everything, balance the budget, on and on. I'm not beholden to any big company, he says. I'm using my own money. And he went after Fox News, too. I don't like to listen to someone brag all the time. I do respect the fact that he is not afraid to say what he thinks. Too often candidates dance around the issues, afraid that if they take sides that they will anger a group of voters. How would Trump fix the country's problems? Well, he hasn't told us yet. And in the Democratic side, suddenly 73-year-old socialist Bernie Sanders has shot up in the polls. He's ahead of Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. He's also very outspoken. The public just seems to love the protest candidates. Extremely liberal, after all, he's a socialist running as a Democrat. I don't think that he will win the nomination. But he sure is shaking things up. Hillary has a new problem now since she turned over her private email server to the Department of Defense. We'll see what happens. There's even talk that Vice President Joe Biden could get into the race, doubtful unless Hillary fades. And back to the Republicans. Jeb Bush might be considered the leader today. At least he's holding his own. But if you look at the trend lines, there are others, three or four, that are moving up. I thought that Governor of Ohio, John Kasich, did the best in the debate. He has done a super job as governor of Blue State, Ohio. And let's not overlook neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Governor Scott Walker has distinguished himself as a tough, strong governor in Wisconsin. We can't overlook Ted Cruz. Watch him. He is a great debater, but to me, he's too extreme, too much of a war hawk. Carly Fiorina came out of nowhere and is now in the headlines. And she says she wants to shrink bloated government. She isn't the only one. I like her. In the debate, Donald Trump refused to commit to support the Republican winning nominee. All the rest signaled that they would. The Republican Party should not allow any individual to participate in future debates unless they agree to support their party's nominee. And Democrats should do the same. I have no idea who will get the Republican nomination, but I don't think it'll be Donald Trump. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.